What a great morning. The Lord has brought us together into his house to worship him. I praise him because of his faithfulness over the days that have passed. I praise him because of a good day that he has given to us. I woke up this morning and I was seeing we'll be having 79 degrees today. I said, this is an African weather. We're loaning it to Americans. Enjoy it. I thank the Lord for this morning. I know Dave has been asking me to preach many times, and I've never found time. I've been busy. But praise the Lord that I can be here today. But he chose to run away because I was preaching. Turn with me to the 2 Chronicles chapter 26. And you have got to pay attention because an African is preaching today and he has an accent. I hope you get my accent today. Because of time, I'll not be able to read the entire chapter, but I'll be speaking from 2 Chronicles chapter 26, the entire chapter. But just to give us a background of this, in Israel, many of us, or many of you, have heard about King David. King David had a son by the name Solomon. But soon after Solomon, the kingdom of Israel was divided into two. And so there was northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. And the northern kingdom was known as Israel. And the southern one was Judah. But then this morning I'll be talking particularly about the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Judah. There were several kings. But then today I want to zero in particular in the life of this one king who ruled at this particular time, King Uzziah. King Uzziah had been brought up and had been mentored by his father, who was also a leader in this nation. And he had been there for a long time. But then his son also came to join him as a leader for some years. And then his father died, and then he took over as a leader. But when you look at the life of Uzziah himself as the king of Judah, he took over the leadership when he was a very young boy, 16 years old. Who would trust a young boy of 16 years to be the king? Obviously, people thought he would make some mistakes. But Uzziah comes and he has a tremendous, great beginning. Just a teenager being the king. And he ruled, after his father died, he ruled for 29 more years. That was a long time. And he did so, he became a good leader at the beginning because he stayed close to the Lord. The scripture says he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He was pleasing to the Lord. And also he listened to his pastor, Zechariah, who mentored him, who stayed with him, who preached to him, who nurtured him up. And he was so keen to listen from this man of God, Zechariah. And so he had a wonderful time being the king of Judah, as young as he was. He had the confidence of the people. People trusted him. And when you read from 1 to all the way to 15, the first 15 verses of chapter 26 of 2 Chronicles. It's amazing. Uzziah has a great resume that he could present to anyone else and people would say he's a great man. He came in and he began to do some good and meaningful projects in the land of Judah. He restored the cities that had been taken away by their enemies. He started rebuilding them. And that was to improve the economy of Judah. He did a lot of good things in terms of rebuilding the city. In verse 6, he defeated the enemies. He recaptured the cities that the enemies had taken away. He brought them back. He won the victories. He went to war and he succeeded. Verse 7 and 8. The enemies were beginning to run away from him. But then still after he won back the cities of Judah, he started rebuilding them. He restored each one that had been taken away. He was a visionary leader. He brought the people together to participate in the projects that he was engaged in. He facilitated the constructions of different projects within the land of Judah. He improved the economy by even restoring agriculture. He brought in new technology that could help improve the economy through the agriculture to the land of Judah. Also, his military. In verse 13, he succeeded in war. He improved the military. He gave them new techniques. He brought them skills. The scripture says he bought them bows and arrows and other weapons that they needed to succeed in the land. He was a very potential man. And because of all those things that he did, his fame started to spread. People everywhere, Judah, started talking about him. How good he was, how mighty he was, how successful he was, how he had won battles, how he had restored back the land and the kingdom of Judah. Things were coming together. It was not like before. Things in Judah, there was life again. Things had come back. And so his fame started to spread. Our king Uzziah is doing wonderful. He is succeeding in terms of agriculture, in terms of restoring the cities that had been taken away. He has recaptured them. He has brought them back to us again. And the projects are going on very well. But then, in verse 15 and 16, something happens in the life of this man, which I consider to be the hinge in his life. The Bible says he was helped tremendously by God until he became so great and so mighty. And that word until changes everything. From verse 15 on to 16, you see that something happened. He started to turn around and he never followed the way of the Lord again. He decided to do his own things. He decided to mess up his good resume that he had at the beginning. You know, each one of us has until. I was not a Christian. I lived in a bad life, not pleasing to the Lord, until the message came to me and I gave my life to Christ. That is good until. But there are people who have turned the opposite way. Everything else was going well. Everything else was just great. Until something happened and things were not going good anymore. That is what was happening in the life of Uzziah. Something different happened in his life. Uzziah was not a great man anymore. He was not having respect as he used to have. He started strong. But something has happened along his way. He allowed the success in his life to mess up with him. He was running well. Not anymore. He forgot the one who had helped him. He forgot God in his life. He forgot the good faith and the fullness that he had of his God. He became proud. The success that God had helped to give to him, that success itself started handling him. Instead of him handling his success, he became arrogant. He became arrogant to the extent that he started going into the sanctuary. He went to the church and started giving or burning the incense. That was not his responsibility. He was not a priest. He was a king. But he thought he could do it, being the king. Because he started being full of himself. He became too arrogant until he had to be chased away from the sanctuary. The priests came together and asked him to go. And of course, being the king, he was very adamant, very stubborn, very hard, not wanting to listen to what he had to be told. And there, he became a leper. Leprosy started to attack him. The disease started eating him. Until as a king, he had to be quarantined. He had to be set aside, separate, so that he could not become a problem to other people. Can you imagine the king being set aside in a place, isolated place, where he could not come in contact with other people? Just because he was a leper. And if you study in the Old Testament, anyone who was a leper had to go shouting, "I'm a leper, I'm a leper, I'm a leper," so that people could move away, so that he could not mess up with other people's lives. That is what happened to this man. He became a leper, moved into isolation, and eventually, he died and he was buried in a cemetery. And the tombstone read, "He died a leper." My friends, in 1945 in this country, there came a great man. A prominent man, became a great evangelist, did crusades in this nation and even beyond, brought so many people to Christ. Yet he was just a teenager, 25 years old. His name, Billy Graham. We have heard so much about Billy Graham, but we have never heard so much about his two friends. Two friends who were just age mates. In 1945, they were young people together. One of them, Jack Templeton. Jack Templeton was more promising than Billy Graham. Everywhere Jack went, he filled auditoriums. People wanted to go listen to him. People followed him. He went to universities in this nation. And even the presidents of the university said, "He's a great man. He has a great future. He's going to be a mighty preacher in this nation." But there was also a third one. Clifford. These guys were contemporaries together. Clifford was a mighty preacher too. People listened to them everywhere. And according to the people of those days, Billy Graham was the third. Templeton was the first, Clifford the second, Billy Graham the third. In that order. But what happened along the way? Jack Templeton quit just after 5 years of his preaching career. And he started messing up his life. He quit the ministry, went into a radio and television as a commentator, started his own business, messed up his life, denied the faith, quit preaching. Clifford, on the other hand, also denied the faith, disappeared from the church, and left. It is even said he left his wife, his family, with their two Down syndrome children, and eventually drank himself to death in Amarillo, Texas, until the local pastors in Amarillo started coming together to collect some money just to give him a decent burial when he died, just to buy a casket for him. Those two were great and mighty men, early 1940s. But something went wrong in their lives, and they just denied the faith. Messed it up. They were running well. They were doing great. They had won so many to Christ. They had the confidence of the people. People wanted to listen to them. But something happened in their lives. Everything else was going on great until something happened. And they started going a different way. My friends, each one of us has a story. Each one of us is a story. We have come to this point of time because God has done so much to us. God has brought us from where we were. He got me and my wife from Africa. Went to a Sunday school under a tree. Went to church services under those trees in different villages during our fellowships. The Lord met me as my personal savior under a tree when a missionary was preaching. I didn't have any church building like the way you do. But I gave my life to Christ then. Each one of you has a story on how you arrived here. It may not matter how you started your Christian journey. What matters is how you finish. Amen. You might have started and fallen down many times. You might have started and never succeeded just waking up on time. But here you are today. Regardless of what has happened in the past, the discouragements and the headaches and the all issues that you have faced in your Christian life, here you are today. And you can look back and reflect on the goodness of the Lord, and you can say, thus far the Lord has been good. The Lord has been your Ebenezer. Don't screw it up. Don't screw it up. Stay on. Discouragements may come, but move on. I come from the tribe that runs. The good runners from Kenya are from my community. And I wish you can come there and just see the hills and the valleys that people train, those people train. They wake up in the morning, they sacrifice their sleep just to wake up and run. They don't give up. They fall, they hurt themselves, but they move on. When I ran, I used to run, by the way, but I gave up because I was competing with such guys, such good ones, and I gave up. But always I started my race. On your marks, I was ready to jump and go. Set, go. And many times I was the first one. And people thought, hey, he's going to win. Reuben. But somewhere in the field, there was a small valley. I'd go there just and leave the rest to run. Many Christians run a good race. And then somehow they get somewhere where they quit and forget that they were running a good Christian race. Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, says we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. Let us run with endurance. Let's run with perseverance the race that we're in. We have cheerers, a cloud of witnesses, people who have died before us, good Christians who have gone to be with the Lord. They are looking at us and cheering us up as we run this race. Never give up. Some issues may come along the way, but never give up. Watch this. Friends, it may not matter what you come across in this journey. Aim at finishing. We are not competing against each other. Each one of us has a chance to finish the race. Finish strong. You have started the race. You are here today. Finish the race and finish it well. At times it takes the community to support us, finish it, and that is why we are here, to worship together, to encourage one another, so that we can finish this race. May the Lord bless you and aim at finishing strong.